our Lord over this meeting here today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Well, God bless each one of you. It's just so good to have you with us tonight. Some people let me know that they're going to be doing some other things tonight, but that's okay. We trust the Lord that he has here with us tonight, who God wants to be with us. And so we'll just go forward with the path and the plan of God. Amen. So how y'all doing? Well, we've got people from New York, from Colorado, from Texas. I got a text from Apostle Eunice in, I think it's Nigeria. She'll be joining us next week. She was in Chicago, and then now she went back to Nigeria. She said she'll be with us next week. So it's just always such a fun gathering. You just never know what the Lord's going to do and who he's going to gather. These Zoom calls are just so much fun. And, you know, for years I wanted to go to the nations and touch so many different people groups and stuff. And the Lord's just been bringing people. We've had people from Australia and Japan. And, you know, it's just, I'm just enjoying this so much. And it's just really an honor to be able to share, to speak into your life. I did want to start with, people that are really highly prophetic and highly sanguine like me are very kind of effervescent, and it's easy for me to get kind of off track and not stay with some things I felt like God wanted me to do. So I actually make a list, and I will try to stay with that. But on the other hand, this is a prophetic forum. So this is a gathering where we get to share in a safe way, in a safe place, different ideas. And we don't have to always say the same thing or even speak the same thing, but agree to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace, even if we don't see things exactly the same. And I know right now, one of the reasons, you know, I felt led to start this prophetic forum is because what's happening with the prophets? They're all over the map, right? And so I'm like, okay, let me start and just kind of get us back over on Jesus. It's going to be okay, everybody. Let's just kind of get our eyes back on the Lord and trying to kind of navigate. And so it's really important we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but at the same time begin to address concerns for the adjustments going forward. Good evening, Victor. So good to have you on. Now, Victor, I want to know if you can do me a favor. I'm going to try to teach on judging prophecy on that part of it. I want to try to teach it without interruption so that I can kind of make like a CD. And so, Victor, is there any way you could record the section and segment that I do on judging prophecy?
Good evening, everyone. It's great to be here. Good to see everyone's smiling faces. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
And may I just say a little tiny side note since you brought this up?
Anytime, Victor.
So I hope I'm not giving anything away. But last year, Prophet Jeannie and I had several discussions, and as well as with Pastor David. Going down the road, what we're going to do, what we have been doing, is whenever Prophet Jeannie teaches, I've been recording, whether it's at the school/church. Last February, those of you that went to her classes there, and also when she taught at Apostle Hector's church, and also when she has when she teaches here. And what we're doing is metadata tagging the topic. So when Prophet Jeannie speaks specifically about apostles, then we're tagging that apostles. Or when she's speaking about current events or prophets, we're also tagging that. Then also, that's going into a timeline where we will be able to search via the topics that Prophet Jeannie has been talking about. And the topics, whenever anyone receives a word from the Lord, we've been metadata tagging that also, so that we have timestamps that go along with the recordings. And this is accessible. This will be accessible via iTunes and Androids and your phones. So you'll have in your pocket what we talk about, specifically these subjects. We're building this from the ground up. We're coding everything, so it's taking a little bit of time. So the structure is basically finished. Now it's just a matter of getting into a rhythm on my end, being able to upload, and then Prophet Jeannie will give the go-ahead however she would like to use it.
Thank you so much, Victor. What a blessing. And it is incredible how God is using this brother to really kind of give concise resources, professional resources to the body of Christ. He's working with several ministries out just as a volunteer out of the gifting and the talent and the professional training that he has. And so this is quite a blessing, and we are just very, very grateful for it. We want to really utilize it as much as possible. We all have a piece of the pie, and regarding the prophetic movement, we're going to talk about judging prophecy tonight. There, it's not an all or nothing thing. It's kind of the Lord's kind of tweaking things as we go along. We're kind of learning as we go along, but the primary foundation to everything is love. And that means, how did Paul say it? Keeping the unity of the Spirit. And I want to hear your perspective by the Spirit of God as well, Joanne. Listen, this is Elizabeth's dream. And so I'm going to read it to you. We're going to pray. Remember, Joseph and Daniel said that dreams come from the Lord, but interpretation comes from the Lord. And we saw how that with dreams, everybody can have kind of a different piece of the puzzle. Prophetic truth is like a diamond. It has different spectrums of truth. So not everybody has to get the same thing. The Bible says we see in part and we prophesy in part. And so several weeks ago, we were speaking into Anna Jacobo's dream. And Claudia came up with an amazing interpretation regarding the St. John dress that she was wearing. And then our precious brother John added like a huge thing to it about how God was moving in her life and with her husband and what that represented and the bridegroom king. And so I had like a little sliver, but God added even more to it. And that was quite a blessing, wasn't it, Anna? And yes, I see you. And yes. And so Job 33, I think it's 14. It says, God speaks once, yes, twice in a dream, in the vision of the night, to seal up instruction and to save us basically from the error of our ways. And I always kind of paraphrase the end there. But God gives us dreams. Amen. God speaks through dreams. He leads us in dreams. He gives inventions in dreams. And most of the time they're parabolic and they have to be interpreted. When it is a direct dream about an absolute thing that is coming to pass, it's called a vision in the night, and you're actually basically seeing it before it happens. But most of the time, it's a dream. So with our precious Elizabeth, this was her dream. She went to somebody's house. Her Bible study group is Skip Carol, and they're both about 80 plus years old. She went to go to their house. She went to their house to ask them if they'd like to go to breakfast. Skip, this is one of the people in the dream, on the way out to take someone to the doctor, Carol's phone rang. It's her best friend, Bernita. They began to talk. There's someone else who says, I could use some breakfast. I haven't eaten. I want to bless Carol. So I make a couple over medium eggs with avocado on top, tortilla. Gloria a Dios. Amen. Okay, so she's making breakfast. She's making eggs with tortillas. I'm worried about it getting cold, and I had to hurry to cook the others their breakfast so we could eat together. She was told that Carol likes her eggs over medium with vegetables. She got another pan. The point is that she went to the refrigerator, got eggs, started making these eggs. She saw them in the back of the refrigerator, noticed that her grandchildren had boiled them, colored them for Easter, and they were all cracked. Her daughter comes next to her and says, the grandchildren use them. I go through the eggs looking for the one to cook. She got two. I don't want to go into too much. The point is that this sounds kind of gross. She saw somebody dead on the floor with their nose bleeding. She figured no one else looked at her or cared to move her. She's very busy. And I circled that in the dream. I'm busy. I'll move around her legs and feet on my way to making breakfast, and I'll check on her later. She went to check. She went to crack an egg, noticed it was partially raw, partially cooked. I cooked the eggs, threw them in raw spinach, so forth. I realized I did it backwards. I circled, I did it backwards. I've circled, I'm busy. I've circled, I did it backwards. I should have cooked the eggs, veggies first. So I'll try to move the eggs. The point is that she tried to make this dish and undo what she'd already done. Carol has her dish rack titles hanging overhead. And the point is that as she went to go get the dishes, they started falling, breaking. She tried to catch them. Carol came over to help her as they were all sliding out on the floor. And she was able to do it like it's easy. I asked her, how does she keep her dishes from falling and breaking and having them hang from above? She went back to the stove, noticed woman's head slightly tilted, and I realized she's alive. I try to lift her up, but I can't. I yell out to Carol, comes and helps me pull her up on her feet. So I know I kind of skimmed over that because it's a long dream. But what is the, when you with dream interpretation, you want to take a step back and you want to think about you don't want to get lost in the forest because of the trees. Do not get hung up on the details unless Holy Spirit highlights them to you. The first beginning is you take a step back. Is she in the dream or is she watching the dream? She's in the dream. So this specifically has to do with her. These are general guidelines to dream interpretation. They can be varied, but these are general kind of things that will help you with dream interpretation. If you are in the dream itself, this is about you. Some of the things that, what is going on in the dream? What's the overview of the dream? The overview of the dream is basically, she wants to help her friends. She basically gets very involved in trying to do very detailed, and I'm going to say maybe even mundane kind of things that are not working out well for her. Her heart is right, but she's doing things backwards. She's very busy. She did things backwards. Someone else is able to catch the dishes that she tried to get out of somebody else's kitchen, but someone else could catch them and make them so they wouldn't fall and break, but she herself was not able to do so. So first, let me start with that. Now we're going to talk about the dead body in a minute. Okay, so her and I talked, basically, Elizabeth and I did, and I felt like some of the things the Lord was addressing was, number one, she said in the dream she wanted to move this dead body, but she was very busy. She's busy trying to help people, trying to, in a very kind of flustered, detailed way, get everybody they want, and she's changing the menu, trying to get everybody every special thing they want. Huh, Norma and Martha, I see you over there. This is a mother's heart. Oh, mijo, you don't want eggs. I'll get you some frijoles. I'm going to get you some hash browns. And really, ladies, come on. This is easy, easy interpretation. For me, this is, woman, you are doing too much for too many people, and you need to take a step back and take care of those dead people laying on the floor around you. Hello. This is very oversimplified, I know. And this is only one part and parcel of the interpretation. Some of you may get something else, but notice when you needed a plate, Carol has her dish rack tilted, hanging overhead next to her cabinet. She's called, anointed, and appointed to take care of those dishes so they don't fall. That was her sphere of influence. That was not your cabinet. That was not your kitchen. That wasn't your anointing. That you're loved, you're wanted, but that's not your highest place of authority and ability. Does that make sense? It's not your kitchen, right? So number one, you're trying to do too many things for too many people. So much so that when somebody's bleeding out on the floor next to you, you walk right around them, right? Because you're trying to please everybody. Second of all, and I don't mean this in a harsh way. I'm kind of trying to rush through this, and I don't mean this in a bad way towards you, Elizabeth. Us ladies, we all do that. You're distracted, you're busy, you said that in a dream, and it's some of the things you're doing backwards. I highlighted that as well, because you're not taking care of first things first, like the dead lady on the floor bleeding out, right? You're so busy wanting to help people. We all do that, right? We're, instead of taking care of the things that are actually the people that need us the most, or the things that really were anointed or appointed to take care of, God's put this person at your feet. They're bleeding, they're laying at your feet, and you're like walking around them, right? Because you're trying to please people. This goes back to your children. Now notice you went to go get those eggs and they're written on, and your kids did all kinds of stuff to them. Now that they're kids are kids, but you couldn't use those eggs because your kids are kind of messing with some things. That's okay. But the point is that there's some things in there that you're not able to use or not able to fully fulfill because of something going on with what your kids have done. And that can actually become a distraction or an impediment to you doing what you're called to do. Does any of that make sense to you, Elizabeth?
Yes, it does. Everything. Okay. I just felt that the woman on the floor was me, that it's I was exhausted.
I understand that. And if you feel that, because it's your dream, what you're first impressed with comes first. I saw it as something else, but it could also mean that as well, as Elizabeth. You're just doing too much, dying on the inside. You need to be fed. You need somebody to be making eggs for you, girl. Okay.
I agree. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. You. Amen. Did anybody else have an addition to that kind of quick overview of that that you wanted to add quickly? Okay. Well, so how are you all doing? Any questions regarding the dream? Hi, Christy.
Hi. As you were saying, the dream, Elizabeth, one thing we always have to remember: when God reveals, he heals. So anything that he reveals to us in a dream, in any correction, anything like that, not that you're being corrected, but he always heals. So if you get a dream where you feel like you're being too busy or he's trying to tell you something like that, he's going to empower you by the Holy Spirit to make that course correction. He loves us so much that he will intervene in our life when we're going off a little bit. And to me, the breakfast stood out. The meal of the day stood out. This could have been lunch. This could have been dinner. But it was the first meal of the day. It is the first thing that you fill yourself with. It is the first, and fill others with. And you just, to me, for whatever reason, it was the breakfast. I have dreams, and I don't always understand them. Like, I don't always get the interpretation like Jean does. But one thing that I have learned over the years is that the Lord knows how to speak to me. And when he gives me a dream, he will, as I pray about it, he usually will reveal it through, for me, it's feelings, how I felt about something in the dream, what was going on in the dream. And some are very poignant, and it's like, I know it's demonic. And some other things are very like, I need to make a course correction here, or I need to change my attitude here, or I need to do this or not do that. So I just wanted to, it just, the breakfast part stuck out to me, but I really don't know why, except it's the first meal of the day. So it's the first fruits, the first thing you give the Lord in the morning. The first thing you intake should be him. That's all.
Thank you. Thank you.
So good. So good, Elizabeth. And I just want to speak and declare over you in line with what Christy said. And then I want to call on Mona and Joanne Fernandez, who have raised their hand. I want to speak healing over you. And I just want to speak healing over your heart. And I want to also say to you, Elizabeth, well done. You have served your friends. You have served your family. You have been a devoted, faithful servant of the Lord. And you have done things in the best of your ability. None of us does it exactly perfect. Later, we look back with 20/20 vision and wish we'd done things differently. But I just speak and decree over you, Elizabeth, the healing of the Lord, the acceptance of the Lord, the favor of the Lord. Yes, and the Lord sees, even as you've done it unto him, that you will receive great reward even from the Lord, even for the things that was not necessarily the exact thing that the Lord wanted you to do at that particular time. But because you did it with a pure heart, the Lord will reward you and is rewarding you. So I bless you, Elizabeth, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Pastor Jeannie, I think I got it.
There you go ahead, Mona.
I just wanted to share with Elizabeth that I think the Lord is, like, you actually kind of prayed it, but I felt like the Lord was just revealing to Elizabeth that he sees her heart. He sees her heart trying to do what she can to serve those around her. And I was just impressed that it had something to do with food. And I just have to share a little something that actually today, this morning, when I woke up, I had this similar dream, but this was, it was a dream about me, my husband. My husband brought all these people, and I was everywhere I would walk, there was people. And he was coming to me like, okay, feed them. And I was like, what? How am I going to feed all these people? Are you kidding? And he was like confident that I'm going to be able to feed them. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? And it's like, and it's got to be something the Lord is speaking to us about. Food. So I'm thinking it's got to be nourishment to the people that are around us. And I just wanted to tell Elizabeth, the Lord sees your heart, how you're trying to serve. And he acknowledges that. And I think he just wanted you to know that he's acknowledging your heart. But he's doing a work in your life, and he's about to do amazing things. And the part of the dream that it was overwhelming, I believe he does want you to just settle down in him and receive his strength. And I'm speaking, I think, to myself, because I was overwhelmed with all the people around. It's like, Lord, I don't know. This dream kind of scared me a little bit. Yeah. But praise God. I just wanted to tell her that the Lord sees her heart and her desire to touch everybody's life. And God bless you, Elizabeth.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mona. That means so much. You're so precious, Mona. Thank you for that encouragement. And then Joanne Fernandez, I don't see your little thing here. Can you unmute and share what you wanted to share? Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So Elizabeth, this is what I got. I really felt what Jeannie was speaking. And then when you came in and you said you felt like the person that was on the floor bleeding was you. Is that right? I think that's what Elizabeth said.
Yeah, and the yes, first
thing, yeah, the first thing that came to my mind is self-care. And you know, so often I think about that when we're trying to service so many people, if we don't take care of ourselves first, then we don't have that spirit that we need. We don't have the energy or the wisdom that comes clear when you're taking care of yourself. It's even as I think of Jesus when he went away to fast. He was taking care of himself because he knew what he was feeling, and he needed to get a download from his Father. He needed to go away and separate and be sure that he had clarity. So he had that confidence, you know, that God, you know, just downloaded into him. And I believe when we take those moments to self-care, to go away and just drive somewhere and just be with the Lord, or go somewhere and have a cup of coffee by ourselves or with one friend that we can share with somebody and unload, or whatever it is self-care may look like to you. It may be just walking in the mall one day with the Lord, just you and him, gonna pick out a blouse, and that's a treat for you. Whatever self-care looks like, I really believe that the Lord's telling you, you need to take those moments so that you can rebuild your spirit, so that you can be what you need to be, what the Lord is calling you to be. So I want to encourage you to really pray and ask God, okay, Lord, what can I do? What will bring a song to my heart and my spirit and that joy and that love? Because that's when we can feed his sheep. That's when we can be what we need to be for the Lord. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you so much. That's a blessing. Thank you.
Now, let me tell you, not only is Joanne an amazing, do you mind if I share a little bit about you, Joanne?
It's okay, Jeannie.
I love you. Is that a yes or a no? Is that yes?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to brag on Joanne. Number one, not only is she highly prophetic, carries the heart of God, but she's also, if I say the word properly, a family counselor. Is that what it's called, Joanne? A family counselor?
Actually, I'm a licensed marriage family therapist. So I administer behavioral health.
Awesome. And so what you're hearing is not only the voice of the Spirit, but the voice of a professional therapist confirming what Holy Spirit is showing you in your dream. So remember, there's different classifications of dreams. And the Lord, when we have time to talk about dreams, which is so much fun, there are healing dreams where you're healed actually physically and or spiritually in your dreams. I've had that happen several times, actually. There's also, there's dreams of invention where we receive downloads of inventions from the Lord. And I could tell you many, many of our amazing people, Goodyear and Washington and many others that they got there. Even Einstein got his theory of relativity from a dream. That dream continued to speak to him scientific truth throughout his life, but he received it from a dream from the Lord. And I could go on and on. So there's healing dreams, there's invention dreams, there's warning dreams. We've had those many times, haven't we? There's dreams, there's all different kinds of dreams. And then some of the most important ones are the soul dreams. The Lord will bring up things that have been kind of subconsciously buried so that we can deal with them. And sometimes they're painful. Sometimes there are things that the Lord's saying, you need to deal with this. And so there's many other dreams, and it's important to pray about them. Remember, many of them are parabolic and will need interpretation, okay? So if you say, for example, have a dream, somebody's dying, they may not be dying physically, but it may be the Lord warning you to pray for them because the enemy's trying to take them out somehow, maybe professionally, maybe financially, maybe in their family, whatever it is. But I pray, and I will tell you the truth, in all of my dreams, I pray as if it's literal and spiritual. I cover both bases. And so I just wanted to leave you with that. I hope that blessed you. Claudia. Yes, honey, go ahead.
Hey, thank you. Adding a little bit more to what's been said already. Two things struck me in the dream. Number one, the eggs, but also the children coloring the eggs. A number of years ago, the Lord gave me an interpretation of an egg. An egg is a perfect food, and it's got enough nutrients and proteins and vitamins and everything. But also, an egg is one product, but it has three parts to it. It has the shell, the white, and the yolk. It's a representation of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. With that, the children were coloring the egg. Where, Elizabeth, you were stressing and you were mixing up the eggs and doing it backwards and everything. The children were just having fun with the eggs. They were coloring them. And why were they coloring them? They were coloring them for Easter. And Easter is the resurrection. It's the celebration of the Lord and his resurrection and what he did for us. So my sense is that the Lord wants you to focus on Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, especially in the morning. But come to me as a little child. Just have fun with the Lord. Don't stress out with the Lord. Don't feel pressure with the Lord. He just loves you so much. He wants you to have fun and allow him to bring the color that is all around you into your relationship with him.
That's really good, Claudia. I think it's John Paul Jackson who's gone on to be with the Lord now, but he used to teach on dream interpretation prolifically. One of the things he taught is that there are redemptive, in other words, with the same symbolism, it can represent kind of the positive and the negative, if you will. It can represent the good things or maybe the things that the enemy is trying to do. And it can have dual meanings, or sometimes it can have meanings where you have to find out from the Lord, what is he saying about that? Even colors, when we teach on colors, can have different meanings. And so it's interesting. So thank you, though, for that, Claudia. That is a sphere of revelation that's really a blessing added to this. And I would take that, Elizabeth, and absolutely run with it. Amen. So good. Well, we want to go ahead and start.
Oh, yeah, I had a question. Did I hear you correctly that a soul dream is not necessarily a bad dream? I was kind of kind of learned somewhere else that a soul dream is you and your stuff, and the spirit is obviously the Lord, and that your stuff is stuff that you have not quite
dealt with,
got over, or taken care of.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And Holy Spirit will allow you to have that soul dream. He will bring that to the forefront. He's done things like that with me, things I buried, things I forgot about 20 years earlier. But Holy Spirit didn't. And it was still at a very deep level affecting me. So is it about me? Was it my stuff? Absolutely. But Holy Spirit brought it to the surface so I could deal with it. He allowed that to come to the surface. He could have done it anytime, but he brought it to the surface because it was time to deal with it, or at least to try, start to the steps in the process of dealing with it, depending on what it is. So yes, what you're saying is correct. But see, God loves us. And see, the Bible says in 3 John, and it says, I pray that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. I pray that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. If your soul's not prospering, your soul is your spirit, your mind, your emotions, and your will. If you have soul hurts, if you have wounds, if you have unforgiveness, it is not only going to affect you so that you are not going to be well, whole, and mature in the Lord. But it can actually affect, and in fact, when I was going over some of my higher, some of my more advanced notes on purifying the prophetic, when we talk about judging prophecy at the advanced level, one of the things is that to keep our prophetic flow pure, we need to go through inner healing and deliverance. Some of us need to do it more than once. Some of us need to do it quarterly, okay? So depending on what you come out of, we have soul hurts. We have some of us, thank you. Let me see where that was at, Victor. Thank you. 3 John, thank you. 3 John 1, 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. If your soul, your mind, your emotions, and your will are not healed, you will not only not prosper and be in health, it will actually affect your physical body, it will affect your spiritual life, but it will affect your spirit flow. And in fact, that's why we need to prophesy from a healed soul, because what happens is those wounds, the unforgiveness, the bitterness, the anger, the resentment, the wounds will actually taint our prophetic flow. And when we talk about purifying the prophetic, that's one of the things that we need to do. And many times we'll latch on to things, not based upon what Holy Spirit's saying to us, but based upon what we want, because we've just been so wounded and so hurt in life. I remember one prophet last year, he said, because of the things coming on the earth and coming around us, if we don't have our soul wounds, hurts healed, we are going to take the hard things in the world and the hard things around us as rejection from our Heavenly Father. It's going to, because of the orphan spirit and because of our wounded hearts, it will affect our view of God as a God of goodness and a God of justice and a God who loves us, just because of the hard things happening in the world. And so it's so important. And we can actually prophesy out of that place. And actually, if we don't get those areas healed, we can latch on to prophetic words that people say because we're not able to bear basically the truth. Remember that a officer and a gentleman, you can't handle the truth. And that's where many of us are at. We can't handle the truth of what God's saying, so we'd rather grab a hold of other things because we basically have so many wounds and broken dreams in our life that we just can't handle one more. Okay, that'll help you, and you can apply that in a lot of different areas in your life.